Once again, intolerance, hatred, homophobia, anti-Semitism, and racism reared its vile head. This weekend, when millions joined together across the world in the women's marches to declare that misogyny, prejudice, and injustice would not be tolerated, someone or someone's spray-painted graffiti on Withrow High School in the city of Cincinnati. Swastikas, racial and homophobic slurs were spray-painted on the school, along with the name Trump. Clearly, the newly elected president did not do this. I'm not suggesting that. And I assume that given that his daughter and son-in-law are Jewish, he would be appalled at what happened. But that changes little. The president needs to understand that his name is being associated with reprehensible positions. Thus, he clearly needs to denounce this decisively and without equivocation. Regrettably, during his campaign for office, Donald Trump said some horrific things about women, Mexicans, and Muslims. And while his staff tries to deny what he said, the evidence is in. He said these things. And in doing so, seems to have created an atmosphere in which people who hold reprehensible views feel empowered. Rather than ignoring what is happening, a rise in hate speech, it is incumbent upon the newly elected president to use the bully pulpit. He has to stand up for justice, tolerance, and fairness. And if he doesn't, we must ask why. Weak statements and simple tweets are not enough. While he may celebrate his name on buildings in large gold letters, he must not stand silent when his name is there alongside symbols of hate. He wanted everyone to know his name. He has a responsibility to address the consequences of that desire. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. Thanks for listening.